Hey, this is Walker Lukens, co-host of Song Confessional, the only podcast where today's top songwriters turn your anonymous stories into original songs. This week, we've got a real-life confession from Mama, and you know what? She thinks it's time for her son to move out of the house. Hip-hop, electropop phenom Pigeon John returns to the show and turns Mama's lament into a dreamy breakbeat banger. Listen to Song Confessional at KETX.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Of the thousands of mourners who posted their goodbyes and gratitudes to McMurtry across all media last month, there was one standout theme in them all. It was to thank McMurtry for his Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Lonesome Dove. Most seemed to consider it his premier gift to them personally, a gift that had immeasurably enriched their lives, as culturally vital as Homer's Iliad was to the Greeks. To many, Lonesome Dove is a book of proverbs, with advice such as, the best way to handle death is to ride on away from it, or, yesterday's gone on down the river and you can't get it back. In fact, Lonesome Dove, the day after McMurtry died, rocketed up into the top 100 best-selling books on Amazon and became the number one bestseller in Westerns. Without a doubt, many who thanked Larry for Lonesome Dove have read the other three books in the quadrilogy. Yet I also know from long experience that some fans of the book and film are unaware that there are three other books. There's a great deal more trail to ride with Augustus McCrae and Woodrow Call. The first is Dead Man's Walk. Call and Gus are young men in their early 20s. I've always thought of Gus and Call as part of the buddy cops genre. Here we meet them for the first time as Texas Rangers on guard duty west of the Pecos in pursuit of Comanches. McMurtry writes, Gus took guard duty a good deal more lightly than his companion, Woodrow Call. Gus annoyed Call when he brought out a jug of mezcal and took a swig of it in front of him. Call remarks, If the major caught you drinking on guard, he'd shoot you. There you see already the contrast that will define their friendship throughout the next two books. Gus, the free-spirited, fun-loving, sociable rule-breaker, and Call, the disciplined loner. Comanche Moon is the second book in the series. Gus and Woodrow are now both Ranger captains, but that comes later in the book. It opens as Gus and Woodrow are part of a troop of 13 Rangers trying to run down Comanche chief Kicking Wolf. They are pursuing him along the edge of the Palo Duro. Out on the Llano Estacado, Gus feels disoriented. McMurtry steps in to provide one of his iconic descriptions of the Texas landscape. There was not a feature to stop the eye on the long plain, no tree, ridge, rise, hill, dip, animal, or bird. Augustus could see nothing at all, and he was well known to have the best vision in the troop. The plain was wide. It seemed you could see to the rim of forever, and yet, in all that distance, there was nothing. Lonesome Dove is next in the story's chronology. I won't say much about it here, as this book is the best known of the four. I will say only that it was the first Game of Thrones in the sense that McMurtry killed off a great number of characters we came to love. As McMurtry himself wrote in Lonesome Dove, death and worse happened on the plains. The final book is Streets of Laredo. It was the original name for Lonesome Dove when it was just a screenplay. In this last book, Captain Call is hired to pursue a violent, psychopathic killer named Joey Garza, who is a thinly disguised Billy the Kid. In this book, we get a better look at Call and what he's made of. For instance, here are his thoughts about loyalty. It seemed to him the highest principle was loyalty. He preferred it to honor. He was never quite sure what men meant when they spoke of their honor, though it had been a popular term during the war. He was sure, though, about what he meant when he spoke of loyalty. A man didn't desert his comrades, his troop, his leader. If he did, he was, in Call's book, useless. I envy those who have not read the quadrilogy. I would love to be able to have the singular joy of reading them all again myself for the first time. But a second or third read is mighty enjoyable, too. I'm W.S. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.
Do brain games really make me smarter? What is all this screen time doing to my brain? How do I protect my brain as I age? Find the answers to life's most and least pressing questions about your mind with the Two Guys on Your Head podcast. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.